Nevsky brings to our attention something fascinating. The Pasuk says in chapter 13, verse 2, Perak Yud Gimel Pasuk Beis, Adam ki yeh b'or b'saro se'eso sa'pachas o b'heres, which are the descriptions of the different bodily lesions that are called saras. Se'es and b'heres and sa'pachas are shades of that. And v'haya b'or b'saro le'negat saras, and then it is deemed to be on the flesh, on his skin, to be deemed as saras, v'huva el Aharon HaKohen. He will be brought, he should be brought to Aharon HaKohen. He suspects, and then he's brought to Aharon HaKohen. So, says Rav Chaim Kanievsky something fascinating. He says, the Zohar teaches us that you have to make a citizen's arrest. That if you see another Jew, and you suspect that he has lesions that might be tzaras, kol haroeh nega ba'adam chayav lahavio lakohen. You have to turn him in. Excuse me, sir. This is a citizen's arrest. I'm bringing you to the kohen to determine whether or not you have tzaras. We don't find that. It's a very interesting halacha. What's that about? The yesh la'ayin, he says, there's no din b'chol tamei shechayavim lahavio l'tamid chacham. We don't have such. It's the only time we find such a din that another Jew has to bring him. So he says. So says Rav Chaim as follows. Very beautiful. He says that the reason is perhaps the reason is as follows: that when it comes to all other ritual impurities, they exist independent of the declaration of the kohen. A person is tamei whether or not he seeks to acknowledge it. The tumah is a reality. So that's something that he lives with. That, therefore, when it comes to anything else, avagav shalotimu, certainly he has it. Therefore, he will have a natural need and desire himself to ascertain, am I tumah or not? Am I sick or not? But the kohen, in this case, isn't simply describing what he already has, but he's actually creating the reality, as we know, that some chassan, and he has the negat saras. He doesn't go to the kohen until after Shav Brachas, right? Kol zman shelo timu ha-kohen, eino tamei. Therefore, bivadei lo yirtze lovo l'kohen. He doesn't want to go. Therefore, the Torah obligates that every Jew who sees another Jew who's struggling, he says, okay, it's not so bad yet. You know, it's not formal. If you don't declare it, it's not a reality. Therefore comes the Torah and says, it's the job of another Jew to create the circumstance that his fellow Jew should be able to come to terms with his challenges. Even if they're not formally diagnosed, it is the obligation of another Jew to help another Jew come to a place of seeking help. That's a very beautiful, powerful idea. Just add one more point. Rav Nissen Alpert Zatzal, quoting the same Zohar, not the Zohar in this context, but the Zohar says that the word Adam is the most exalted name for a human being. That's the highest level. The Netziv points us out also. Adam. So it's very strange. It's a bit of a non sequitur that you should have in the context of the Tzaras. Adam! Right? A great man. He's not that great. So said Rav Nissen Alpert, using that Zohar, he said, greatness is not, the enemy of greatness is not weakness and flaw. The enemy of greatness is the one who doesn't deal with his weaknesses and flaws. Adam ki yeh b'or b'soro se'ezo sofachas o'b'eres, and he goes to the Kohen, and he's willing to go to the Kohen, that's a great person. A person I have in my mind, there was one time a very great person who did something that bothered me. And I went over to that person privately. And this is a very great person. He didn't have any need to acknowledge it. His greatness was without. And he just immediately, privately, without any fanfare, said, you're 100% right. And I apologize, etc., etc. Without question. Right? Great people are not without flaws. Great people acknowledge their flaws. They go to the Kohen. They're willing to fess up. They're willing to be humble. That is the sine qua non of greatness. This is two important lessons to learn when it comes to Tzaras. It's a meaningful and beautiful day and a beautiful Shabbos. Kol Tov.